Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, hello, hello, and happy new year. Welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Reverend Tanya Parker, throat chakra shaman, mama tea, pick a name, what have you. I am owning it all for 2018. So I would first like to thank Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. And you know we have the cure for hungry woman and hungry man blues on this show, where for the past 7.5 years, on second Sundays at 6, we've dished up divinely delicious consciousness-raising creations to feed your mind, body, and soul. So my holistic table has served up quite a lot of sacred offerings over the past few decades. I started my career in counseling, and I've done coaching. I've done cooking and community capacity building, meditation to massaging, Reiki to writing and retreats. And one of my favorite creations that combines my deliciously and divinely inspired holistic healing, teaching and writing is mind, body, and soul food. This show right here, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly, truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. And big news for the new year, drum roll please, we are expanding. Yes, we are definitely expanding. And so I want to take a few minutes before we get into our juicy guest for tonight to bring on, to sneak in another guest. And she won't be a guest for long. This woman is my cousin that we recently discovered each other. We discovered that we are also sorority sisters. And we are definitely soul sisters. And so Khadija 7 is here to help me out with tonight's show. And big announcement is that she has joined the Mind, Body, and Soul Food family and will be on this platform every Wednesday night. So I am going to bring Khadija on right here. Hey, Khadija.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Or should I call you Seven? We are talking numerology, aren't we?
Seven is wonderful. Seven is absolutely wonderful. How are you?
Awesome.
I am
doing
so
well
excited.
Because I'm excited too. One, I'm excited for this expansion of mind, body, and soul food. And I am excited for tonight's guest, because he has been on this show more than any other guests over the past 7.5 years. He is so on point. He has provided such guidance and insight in my life. He is just good, with like
awesome.
A capital G-O-O-D. So we're just going to let the folks know a little bit about you and your show for Wednesday night.
Okay, sounds good. My name is Khadija Seven, and I am a medium, a healer, and I do a lot of educating and getting people therapeutically, spiritually, and mentally aligned with their divine creator. And I do this in a number of methods between retreats and workshops and radio programs. This is my second time coming to the radio program as far as just being able to make myself available to those that are in need of aligning, spiritual alignment. And that information can make such a big difference in someone's life. And I have gathered a very wonderful, talented, balanced spiritual group that's going to be working with me and supporting me through this transition and getting to the radio and having more outreach and having more people reached and being able to listen, to attune, and to really start to develop new or even redevelop relationships with their creator. So I'm very excited. We're going to be working Wednesdays at 8. And I'm so happy to be part of this expansion. When it came together, it really just came together. Everything flowed perfectly. And that was a very clear indicator for me that it's time for this at this moment. So I'm very, very honored to be part of the excellent workers that you already have coming to the show, coming to your network, and building from there. So I am very tickled to be in good company.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yay. So tell us, your show will be airing at what time?
Wednesday at 8, A Wonderful Approach. And that is the name of the organization. That's the motto. That's the bottom line. We're looking for a wonderful approach. And so we'll be there Wednesday at 8.
Awesome. Thank you, Khadija.
Thank you so much.
All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to welcome this annual guest. He is truly gifted. He has wowed us over the years with his insight into numbers and how they're used to guide and enlighten us. The cue is off the chain already, so I am not going to run my mouth anymore. Other than to tell you to dial in to 917-889-7806 to be ready for your numerology for the new year reading. So with that, let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Reverend Dr. Craig Wright. Dr. Craig, welcome back.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Tanya, for having me. Always a pleasure to do your show. I look forward to it every year. Hello, Seven.
Oh, you.
Greetings, greetings. I'm looking forward to the show.
So, Dr. Craig, for those newcomers who may not know you, please share who you are and what you serve at your healing table.
Okay. My name is Craig Wright. I hold a PhD in metaphysics. I began my search after the transition of a friend who later I realized had given his life to awaken me. I was studying engineering and was very much aware of figures. I knew all about figures, how to measure, quantify, logarithms. But when I had a spiritual awakening, I discovered that numbers were different from figures. Figures are for measuring things on the material plane. If I hold up a pen, if I say I have one pen, that's a quantity. One pen in my hand. If I look a little closer, if I say big pens are number one, now I've gone from referring to a quantity to a quality of being the best. And that's the difference between figures and numbers, and that's what is so amazing about this science. I want to let people know this is a science, just like geometry or trig or physics, any other science. So it has laws and rules, and every number, for example, one of the rules is every number is a symbol for spiritual quality. We start with zero in the beginning. That's a symbol for God. Number one is leadership. Everyone is familiar with that number. It has not lost its meaning throughout the ages, particularly in our culture. People are driven to be number one. Of course, we're finding out there's a little there are some detriments to that type A personality, they call it. A is the first letter of the alphabet. So A has a value of 1. B is a second letter. It has a value of 2. C is a 3. So letters can be assigned numeric values as well, so we can get to the meaning. Every number has a meaning. I'll go through them quickly. 1 is leadership. 2 is patience, cooperation. That's the year we're under right now, as a matter of fact. 3 is expression and youth and abundance. 4 is work in order. 5 is freedom and change. 6 is service, love, rescuing. 7 is faith and wisdom, the holiest of all the numbers. 8 is money and power. And 9 is selfless giving. Now, there are also master numbers, which are double digits, 11, 22, up to 99. And those are just higher vibrations of their lower counterpart. The 11 is a higher vibration of 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. The 55 is the highest vibration of the number 1. 5 and 5 is 10, and 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's basically only 9 numbers, 9 experiences, 9 qualities of spirit that we are here to develop and learn and grow. Metaphysically speaking, life is a university of the soul. We come here for a specific purpose and a specific reason. We are not physical beings who have a temporary spiritual, who are having temporary spiritual experiences. We are spiritual beings who are having a temporary physical experience. We have a contract with our Creator. We have a deal, like the prophet Jeremiah, before we're formed in the womb, before we take on physical form and our spiritual essence, we choose. We choose our life experience based on our need to learn and grow. And that's where numerology comes in. The numbers in your birthday symbolize God's gifts to you. That's His part of the contract. And the letters in our name symbolize our part of the contract. Needless to say, the birthday is a little more firm. God's part of the contract is a little more firmer than ours. We're working and building and striving to achieve our destiny, and that's the letters in our name.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay.
So tonight, what are you asking from our guests? What will you be working with?
Well, given the format of tonight's program, I'm going to be sharing seasons. For all things, there's a season. And Psalms 90, verse 12 reads, "Teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom." So for tonight's program, I'm going to be doing forecasting. I'm going to be sharing with people. I'd like them to give me their first name and their month and day of birth. So I'm going to be doing some forecasting, sharing with them what they can look forward to, the types of favorite events within the year that's coming up. I'll touch on finances. Most people want to hear about that. but it's going to be an overview for the years. It's a sample, a quick overview. Just as an example, my forecasts are between 9 and 15 pages long. So tonight's just going to be a quick overview for your callers. In fact, for those on your show who are interested in getting a 12-month forecast, they can go to my website. We'll be giving it out later and order a 6-month forecast and get 6 months for free. So tonight, you'll get a sample. If you want to find out more, that's also available at a discount for the listeners of tonight's program.
Outstanding. And I have received one of your forecasts, and I am telling you, it is thorough, it is on point, it is truly amazing. Great. So we are definitely going to open up the phone lines for folks and hear about their individual forecasts for this season. But before that, I would love to know, in general, for this year, 2018, which you said is a 2-year, also an 11-year, what can we expect in general?
Well, this will be a year of turning points, decisions, adaptability, and reconstruction. And under this energy, we're walking down the path of life, and all of a sudden we come to a fork in the road. We can no longer stay on the path we've been on. So this is a year of turning points. We come to a fork in the road, And we have to act decisively to put our ideas into practical use. It's not a year to be idle or to waste time. We must make decisions and be decisive. We can't just be idle this year. This is a year that will require action. So we're going to be learning a lot about ourselves, how adaptable we are, weighing, measuring, analyzing, and making decisions. The number two is also about partnerships. So there's a great opportunity for joining with others in harmony and partnership. For example, despite the madness that's coming from 45, the North and South Koreans are shaking hands now. They're coming together and getting ready for the Olympics, and this is going to be an inroad for other and establish the groundwork for other peace talks this year, which is diffusing a situation that had a lot of people worried and upset last year. So it's a year of peace. In fact, this number, we're going to be using the number 20 this year, 2 plus 0 plus 18. I'm going to be using the number 20 when we have callers call in. I'm going to be adding 20 to their month and day. And that's going to call me the personal year. So whatever their month and day, if you're born, for example, January the 1st, 1 and 1 is 2. We're going to add 2 to 20. It's a 22 year for you. That's how we're going to be proceeding.
Okay, great. Well, Dr. Craig, I have to tell you that one of the things I am being decisive about this year is self-care and really taking care of myself. So I decided, you know how the callers get on this line, and that cue can go on and on. I am going to start with myself first. Do you hear me? There should be some benefits of being host, right?
That's right.
All right. So you know my first name is Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, and my month is October 10, and my day is 7.
Okay. 10 plus 7 is 17, and we're going to add 20 to that, which is 37. 3 plus 7 is 10, and finally, 1 plus 0 is 1. So, yes, you are right in harmony with what you have decided to do this year is to put yourself first. It's a number one year for you. So it's time to think number one, to put yourself first, your ideas, your concepts, your notions are the things you want to do. Everyone knows what it means to be numero uno, so you're going to have an opportunity for outstanding achievement this year under the number one. It's a year for friendships, partnerships. You've already announced a new partnership this year, and the help that you receive can help you achieve the results that you desire. This help comes through an existing relationship, which you've already expressed this year, but there can also be other partnerships as well. It's a time for working with your family. You're going to feel drawn to your family. It's also a time where the love vibration is strong and existing relationships can be enhanced, but if you have been looking for something new, this can be definitely the year where you can find a very suitable candidate. It's a very fortunate vibration for making plans, great energy pursuits as well, and your creative talents are going to find expression and expansion, as you put it earlier today, through spiritual pursuits. And all of your business ventures are going to prosper this year. Keep a bag packed. Keep a bag packed. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's all I'm going to say. Just
it's
keep it ready.
It's already done. It is so already done. Yes, 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 hunty. You, oh my gosh, this is like so on point with how my year is lining up already. And all the retreats I have planned and other things, that bag is packed.
and family reunions and, you know, just all sorts of good stuff, lots of business stuff, and the love life is on fleek. And so, and yes, an amazing partnership with my cousin here with the radio show and partnering with others for the retreats and other things. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I am so appreciative. And so I am going to step back from the number one position for the moment, but I will extend to seven if she would like to get in on this show before I open up these phone lines. I'm telling you, the queue is out there. So seven, what, you scared? I know you're not scared.
No,
come on.
Absolutely not. I am ready. When you live your life by a number, you've got to be ready for the numerologist. You've got to get ready for this, okay? You've got to get ready. So, and it was amazing, just the science behind it. You know, I didn't understand how much really went into it, so I really appreciate you for the newcomer taking the time to explain all of the background and everything like that. It's really an awesome experience, and I get to go next. I'm excited. So I'm supposed to give you my name, Khadija, and you said birth date?
Your month and day, yes.
Okay, it is 12/9.
Okay. The number 9 is the number of selfless giving, Khadija. Give, 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 but get little or nothing back from those you give to. You are here to help the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged, people who can't give back, but you'll also experience people who won't give back. You cannot avoid being of service to others. Your early experience may have created a desire of service and love within you because you may have experienced the lack of it. So much pouring at me. You're changing what I intended to do. All the giving that you've done, all the giving that you've done is coming back. It's going to come back multiplied. You're here to uplift the planet. You're going to be doing a lot of group work with people from all backgrounds, people from different cultures. You may play a hand in making this program an international program, if it's not already. I'm not sure. You're multi-talented. It's difficult. I'm going to tell you why it's difficult for you to decide what to do. It is said the number 9 can do anything except make up their mind what they want to do, because you are here to be God. You are here to be God's hand on earth. So
wow.
The hand must always be ready to respond to the master, to be selfless. So that is why it's going to produce difficulty for you deciding what to do. So you have learned to turn within, your name is 7, and to seek inner guidance. And that is how all number 9s should proceed. So good for you. Musical talent is showing up in the energy that you've shared with me, musical talent. So you can think of numerology as a composer uses letters for notes and numbers for timing. The letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the song we play in the symphony of life. So your month and day, 12 and 9 is 21. We're going to add 20 to that, which is 41, and 4 plus 1 is 5. The number 5 stands for freedom and change. Okay. So the good news is the constraints of last year are going to be removed. And you're going to be able to come out of the box. But through last year, you've established a firm foundation. And this year, you're under the number 41. The best way I can describe the 41 is referring to the scripture. The 41 comes after the number 40, of course. In the scripture, the number 40, we always see that when God is establishing a new order. When it rained 40 days and 40 nights. When the children of Israel wandered 40 years in the desert. Each of those events created a new order. So that's what last year was about. After the 40 comes the 41. So 7, you're about to enter the promised land.
Wow.
You're about to enter the promised land. All your hopes, your dreams, your desires are about to be made manifest this year in 2018. Your wildest dreams are about to come true. It's going to be a year of great abundance, of travel. Don't take the first offer. That's all I'm going to say about that. Don't take the first offer. Conditions are going to be changing. New opportunities are going to be coming for it. So take your time making decisions. Don't be impulsive because the first offer is going to sound good, but the second and third are going to sound even better.
So wow.
Before you use the creative potential for the 45, the 41 this year, and you can expect your wildest dreams to come true.
Awesome. There's no question as to why the phone lines are full. I'm not going to take much more of your time, but you are amazing and extremely gifted, extremely gifted. I feel a writing assignment coming on. I'm going to go give myself a good writing assignment now so I can really start to understand and develop a lot of what you just shared with me. I greatly appreciate your art and your gift being shared with me this evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
I want to share this one more thing. One more thing, Seven.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with ducks. Okay.
Okay.
But you're a swan. You may have had the ugly duckling syndrome and just wondered if you were adopted and where these people in your family came from. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, putting them down, but you're a swan.
Awesome. How you're awesome. Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. That's. I know it wasn't the format of the show. We have our intentions. What would it say? Man plans and God laughs. So I just had.
That's right.
I had
you know.
To share that.
Dr. Craig, we know you just do you. We know it comes through you in multiple ways. It's not just the
Absolutely.
Numbers. We know you got some other skills up in there. So we thank you. So our guests, our callers have been so patient. And so now we're going to let them loose, open up the phone line. There's some folks who were on the line way before me. So someone from the 201 area code is on. Remember, callers, to give your first name and the month and day of your birth. So, caller, you're on.
Hi, my name is Rose, and my birthday is December 10.
Hi, I'm sorry. What's your first name?
Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Rose, I hope you're doing well this evening, and thank you for calling in. I'm going to be doing a forecast for you, but I'm picking up some additional information I want to share with you, and I want to encourage you, if you're not expressing this energy, to do so, and that is the energy of leadership, the energy of leadership. Rose, you're here to give orders, not to take them. That's why you're gifted with the gift of gab and know how to say and have just the right word that can create the pictures for other people so they can get it and get moving. But if you're not expressing leadership, things are going to bog down and won't move forward, okay? So it's going to be up to you. And you're not going to have a lot of help. You won't have a lot of people encouraging you, well, except me, because of the number 10. The 10 means it's you, and the 0 means it's God. So when the 10 shows up, you don't have people on the sideline cheering you on, but you do have the best partner you can have. So your prayers will always be answered. There may be times you feel like you're out there on your own, but trust me, you're never alone. And have you seen Star Wars, Rose?
Oh, years ago.
The Force is with you.
Oh,
yeah, we're going to add your month and day. 12 and 10 is 22, and we're going to add 20 to that. 22 and 20 is 42, and 4 plus 2 is 6. So 2018 is going to be a number 6 year for you. The number 6 always puts the focus on home and family. home and family. That's the number six. We find out about the number six in the Old Testament. That's when God created people on the sixth day. So anything having to do with helping people comes under the number six. So you're going to have a chance to do that this year, to be of service, to create a beautiful home environment for others. You may need to lend your shoulder for others to cry on this year. We find out about the number six in the New Testament, about the six vats of water that were turned to wine, and that whole event just rescued the host of the party. He was really having a hard time of it because he had run out of wine. So, yes, it was a great story. Yes, it was about a great guy, but the whole incident is about the number six. It was at a wedding, so this could be a year where marriage becomes an issue for you. There was a feast, so you have to be careful about your diet and the amount of food you eat this year. But the main thrust of the story was the rescue. So this will be a year where you'll be able to reach out into the community and be of service and help others, especially young people. Being of service to children, you're going to have that opportunity this year as well.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Rose.
Thank you for calling in, Rose.
Okay, thank you.
Many blessings to you. All right, now we have someone from the 303 area code. And caller, you are live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. And Dr. Craig is on. What's your name?
Hey, I am really enjoying your show. I've never listened to you before, so, yeah, thanks for being on the air today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. What's your name, caller?
My name is Allison, and my birthday is March 15th. And I know quite a lot about numerology, so I know I'm coming in a 2 year. My year always, personal year always matches the universal year. So, but I'll let you say whatever. I'll let you say whatever you want to say and need to say.
Is that Allison with two L's?
No, it is not. It is with one.
And could you spell that, please?
Allison.
Okay, Allison. You're absolutely correct. You're always in harmony with the universe. Just to broaden the message, if those on the line, if they listen to this in the archives, you'll notice Allison says she's always in harmony with the universe. And the reason why she is because her month and day reduced to the number 9. She's born March the 15th. 3 + 15 = 18, and 1 + 8 = 9. When your month and day reduce to the number 9, you will be in harmony with the universe. That's August the 1st, May the 4th. That's my birthday. December the 6th. So if your month and day add up to the 9, you're in harmony with the universe, so you're having a number 2 year as well. Now, Allison, your particular 2 happens to be the number 38. We're going to add 3 + 15 = 18. Then we add 20 to that. 18 and 20 is 38. Mm-hmm. 3 + 8 = 11. And 1 and 1, that's the 2. The root number is a number 2. But the 38 is called a master number, as I'm sure you are aware. The master numbers are teaching numbers. And the 11 is called the master teacher, and it's the number of light. The number of light. So you're going to have the opportunity to be an example for others this year. The 38 is also a love vibration. It emphasizes love, marriage, visions, rewards. Many advantages are going to come your way this year. The 38 literally is one of the best vibrations. We numerologists go back and forth, whether it's the 38 or the 65. But I lean more toward the number 38. People in high positions are going to offer you assistance this year. Many advantages can come your way. Your dreams can bring messages from your subconscious under the number 11. And I don't know if you're doing it yet, but Allison, there's a book in your future, and this year you may find yourself gathering notes that you've been jotting down for a while now, and finally putting them all together and writing a book.
Why do you say that? That's interesting. What in the new in the numbers?
Well, the 11
will say that.
Mm-hmm. Your 11th year is going to put you in tune with your inner self. It's a number of light. It literally gives you a connection with your divine energies within.
Mm-hmm.
And then your vowel total, the A-I-O, is
mm-hmm.
16. Is a 16.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Let's do the word book together. Okay?
Uh-huh.
B is the
okay.
second letter of the alphabet, so B
mm-hmm.
is a 2. O
mm-hmm.
is the 15th letter of the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
You just happen to
mm-hmm.
be born on the 15th. O
mm-hmm.
is the 15th letter. There's two of those, so those
mm-hmm.
are sixes. So
mm-hmm.
far we have 2, 6, 6. K is the 11th letter. We reduce that also to a 2. So the word
mm-hmm.
book is 2 plus 6 plus 6 plus 2, which adds
mm-hmm.
up to 16, which is
mm-hmm.
your vowel total.
Mm-hmm.
So the wisdom and the
knowledge,
that's the 16. So the wisdom and the knowledge and your intuitive abilities, the discoveries that
mm-hmm.
you're making are not just for you, but the Creator wants you to share your wisdom,
mm-hmm.
your expertise with the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a quick question that I think other people would find helpful, you know, to know the answer to this. When you are
the last piece then.
Oh, that's fine. This is a general question in numerology. Dan, you know, everybody's in a personal year, and you have to take into consideration the number of the month and all of those things. What month or what number do you think is the best for relocating? What do you look for, just in general, do you
the number
look for
13, the number 13 means change, release, and transformation. So the number 13 is the most transformative of all the vibrations. Any number 5 can bring change.
Oh, right.
The number 5 is change.
Okay.
And the number 9. The number we find about the number 9 in the story of Job.
Right.
So that
brought
a lot of endings and transformations.
Right. All right. So let's say.
That's going to have to be the last
word.
And then number 9. That's going to have to be the last word. We have
okay.
several in the
okay.
queue.
Thank you so much for calling in, Allison.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye
now.
Blessings.
Bye. Blessings. Bye-bye.
All right. So
this might be a good time for me to let people know if they want to get additional information, they can check out my website. Allison, you may want to get in touch with me. And send me an email through my website, and that's www.craigewright.com. We're trying to get to as many people as we can, so got to keep it brief.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much. So now we have a caller from the 240 area code, and I recognize this number.
Hello. Hey, Dr. Craig. Happy New
Hello.
Year.
Thank
this
you.
Is Aurelia.
Yeah.
This is Aurelia, and my birthday is January 5th.
January 5th. Okay. We're going to add your month and day, 1 plus 5 is 6, and we're going to add that to 20, the universal vibration. 26 is the result, 2 plus 6 is 8. Now, the number 8 is a year of reaping, a year of reaping. We're told in the scripture, if we seek the kingdom, all else is added unto us. Well, that phrase refers to the number 7 and then the number 8. The number 7 is seeking the kingdom, turning within, desiring to know the truth, digging beneath the surface, really going deep. That's the number 7. And that was your year last year, finding out who you really are, getting in touch with your spirit. And through that process, now you're entering the all else will be added unto you phase. After the 7 comes the 8. 8 is money and power. So this is going to be a year for you if you want to make major purchases, buying a home, buying a car. If money has been owed to you, you can expect to collect on the debt. This is also a time where there will be messages. There may be an addition in the family, a new bundle of joy coming into the family this year under the 26 because of the number 6 in your year, which is always family. The number 2 stands for partnerships. So this can be also a year of partnerships for you. In fact, the very best vibration, if you stay positive and stay in tune spiritually, the number 26 brings beautiful relationships that can be formed, that can ensure a lifetime of happiness and fulfillment. So look forward to making great partnerships this year. And it's also a karmic number. The 8 is a karmic number. It means what goes around comes around. If your month and day adds up to 6, if you're trying to get through, maybe you will, maybe you won't tonight. If you're born on April the 2nd, your month and day adds up to the 6. This is true about you. If you're born May the 1st, this is true about you as well. This is going to be a year where what goes around comes around. So you're going to have the opportunity to be forgiving. The scripture tells us our trespasses are forgiven as we forgive those who trespass against us. So really, when someone violates and comes past a no trespassing sign, remember to be tolerant and to forgive them, because this year you'll really be forgiving yourself.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
So
keep pushing. Follow through. Keep pushing. It may look like the grass is greener on the other side, but you got to mow that lawn too. So don't quit. Keep pushing. Focus. Follow one course until successful. Focus.
Awesome. Thank you.
You know, I'll be checking in on you, Aurelia.
Yes, ma'am.
We will work that accountability angle. Yes, we will.
Yes,
thanks for calling.
Yes, and the focus is the hottest part for me right now. I'm going, oh, okay, that word's been vibrating throughout my verbal consciousness a lot. So great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, thank you. All right. Dr. Craig, you're on a roll. We have another local caller from the 443 area code with the 562 exchange. Caller, you're live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Are you there?
I am. It's Wendy.
Hey, I recognize that
voice
too, Wendy.
Hey.
Hey there.
How is everyone this evening?
Great.
Just fine, thank you. Thank you for calling and participating. Could we have your month and day?
Yes, it's 2/14.
Number 14. Well, we've just encountered the Energizer Bunny is on the line. Extremely high energy. Extremely high energy is associated with your name and your birthday. Being able to move people and energize them and be very, very persuasive, and being able to sway the way people look at things shows up in your chart. It's a very powerful energy that you possess for being a change agent for God. This is going to get you called a troublemaker and a boat rocker by more traditional types. When next thing you, they'll be shaking their head. Uh-oh, here she comes again. But you are here to inspire the masses with inspirational messages. You've had a former lifetime as a scribe. So now you're, as a scribe, you weren't allowed to talk about the manuscripts that you produced, but they expose you to science, wisdom, medicine, law, and now you're a sage. You're very, very wise. You're extremely wise. And this lifetime, nobody can stop you from expressing yourself. In fact, you're here to be a change agent. So, Wendy, if you're not writing, I want to encourage you to do so. And this year, in this age, that means just having the right software. So all you have to do is talk, and the computer will type it for you. Okay? Now, with that said, we're going to add your month and day, so 16. We're going to add that to 20, okay, which is 36. So this is the number 9 year for you. The number 9 is when we look at numbers, we start with 0 in the beginning. That's a symbol for God. Then we go to the number 9. After the number 9, there are no new numbers. So the number 9 is a symbol for endings and completions. So that's the energy that you're going to be experiencing for 2018. It's almost as though you're packing up and shutting down shop and preparing to take a long trip. You may even travel long distances under the 36, but the overall emphasis is a time of completion. So projects you've been working on for a long time will reach their fullest expression. It's like a harvest time. The seeds you planted, you've watched them grow, you've watched the blossoms out, you've watched the fruit, you've nurtured it, and now you can pluck that fruit and start baking some pies this year. Okay? But that's the end of the growing cycle. There are going to be obstacles this year. Under the 9 vibration, the obstacles are there to enhance your leadership and your creativity. There are temporary burdens that come under the number 36, but you also will be endowed with the strength, intuition, and vision to handle those burdens. The 9 brings separations, endings, and apparent losses. Apparent losses. I have to emphasize that because many times the things we have to let go of just open the door to the future. I'm thinking of a farmer, and in the springtime, they're going to get out there and plow those fields and beat the ground and pull up the old roots from last year's crop. And so if they don't do that, the field will not be ready for new planting. Now, with that said, it's kind of traumatic for the earth to be beat on and pounded like that to remove those roots, so there can be drama in the 9 year. But the losses will only be those things you no longer need.
All righty. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I have to comment.
You came on as champagne. I think I made you a little somber. Get some of the bubbles out with that.
Not at all. Not at
okay.
all. Dr. Craig, you
all
read her like the newspaper.
Yeah. It's time for letting go, especially in September. September is for the things you know you should let go, but you won't. The universe is going to do it for you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm appreciative. Thank you so much. And
very welcome. Very welcome.
All right. You chew on that for a while, Wendy, because, you know,
I am.
Definitely. He read you like the newspaper up and down. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So. I feel like the New York Times.
All right.
Have
a good one, everyone.
Wendy, have you ever considered? Wendy?
Yes.
Have you ever considered politics?
No. Mm-mm. No,
okay.
Sir.
Well,
if
you're not already, it's just a matter of time before you're up on stage on a podium speaking to the masses.
Okay. And I'll take that. And with that, I appreciate it all. Have a good night on purpose.
Okay. Good night.
You too. Oh, my goodness. I am having such a good time listening to these, especially with people I know, and I see.
It's like, oh, yeah, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. We were just talking about that today, et cetera, et cetera. So I have another one for you. She's next in the queue, and I recognize this phone number. So caller in the 703 area code, you are on the line.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Tanya. Hey, Dr. Craig.
Hi.
Hey, Tamara.
Yes, it's Tamara. That's T-A-M-R-A. And my birth date is actually like another caller, 315.
Okay. Well, I'm going to share something different with you than I shared with her, Tamara. Tamara, okay. You are here to be of service, to teach, counsel, nurture, to give advice, and to rescue people in need. Okay? To rescue people in need. You're also gifted in that you're here to be a leader. I don't know if you have your own business, but you can actually.
I do.
Excellent. Excellent. You can expand your business this year. Look for opportunities early within the next few months. You're going to have an opportunity to expand your business in February.
Okay.
What you're doing is providing great service, and it's helping others, and the universe is going to give you an opportunity to expand your nurturing. You have a very caring and nurturing aspect about yourself, so the universe wants that love to spread. Okay? Make no mistake about it. You're the boss. You're here to give orders, not to take them. You're not Susie Homemaker. Didn't come here to bake cookies, and you came here to run an enterprise. So people are going to be a little intimidated by your power. Great time for a retreat would be May this year.
Okay.
May is a good time for getting away. But if you have travel plans in June, you may not be able to do them because business is going to start really booming during that time. So if you want to get away, plan for May or July.
Oh, okay.
Those are going to be better times for travel for you. By August, your new branch or your business expansion will be in place by August of next year, of this year.
Okay.
By August of this year. And it's going to be really, really, really good. Something else that's showing up for you, Tamara, this is something that's always going to be a choice you'll have to make. You're going to be able to perceive injustice where most people either don't see it or they're just too apathetic to do something about it. But you're going to see it. You may be asking yourself, why doesn't someone do something about it? And if you're asking yourself that question, I'm going to recommend you find a mirror as fast as you can. Because that's the person. The person you're going to see in the mirror is the person who is here to speak truth to power and to go where other people are afraid and to set things right.
Okay.
You're God's lantern this year. He's going to put you in areas of darkness, not so your light will go out, so you can illuminate the dark areas and bring light to them.
All right.
It's on.
All right.
It's on.
And I'm popping, so let's see what happens.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Note.
Please do. I'm going to need to be reminded.
No, I was taking notes, and also I was listening to those dates. We got to eke out that travel to August so we can do that sacred Sedona sojourn.
Well, actually, I already have a trip in July, so I'm right on time.
All right, good. Awesome. Very good.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for calling in, Tamara.
All right, thank you.
All right, good night. All right, next we have a caller from the 111 area code. That's the number we have, 111-111-1111. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jade. How are you doing?
Hi, Jade.
Hi, how do you spell your first name?
Hi. My date of birth is 6/18/70.
And what's your name?
It's Jane.
J-A-N-E?
That's right.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
You have a number 18 birthday. The number 18, 1 plus 8 is 9, and that is the vibration of love. The vibration of love. Embracing all people from all walks of life, rich, poor, purple, green, all cultures. It's the vibration of universal love, the number 9. Mother Teresa was a number 9. Nelson Mandela was also born on the 18th. If we look at the word love, L-O-V-E, L is the 12th letter of the alphabet, so L is a 3. 1 plus 2 is 3. O is the 15th letter of the alphabet, so the letter O has a value of 6, 1 plus 5. V is the 22nd letter of the alphabet, and 2 plus 2 is 4. E is the 5th letter, so that's already a single digit. So the word love, numerically speaking, is 3 plus 6 plus 4 plus 5, and that adds up to 18. So I want to thank you for all the good service, and the care and the love that you're sharing. You are uplifting the planet, and you are God's hand on earth. So thank you for your giving. Your giving is not in vain. It's going to come back to you, Jane, but not from the people that you give to. Let's look at what's coming up for you for this year. We're going to add 6 and 18, which is 24. 24 and 20. Add up to 44. This is called a master number, the number 44. All double digits, 11, 22, 33, are called master numbers. And the 44 is called the master liberator. So what does that mean? This will be a year, Jane, where you're going to have an opportunity to reevaluate and assess your present circumstances. Okay?
Okay.
You have to ask yourself, am I being rewarded for what I'm doing? Am I happy where I am? This is what the number 44 is all about. You're going to have a chance to reevaluate your circumstances. And if you feel discontented, you're going to have an opportunity to do something brand new this year. Okay? And it's coming out quickly. We're talking February.
February.
Okay, so this year is about making an assessment. So between starting with the 16th of this month, the 16th of this month, I believe, is the time of a new moon. I don't have my lunation calendar in front of me, but somewhere around there, because it's every 28 days or so. So starting with the 16th, things are going to start to happen and move in your present circumstances or in your job or your employment, your career, your relationships. And you're going to be able to make an assessment and evaluation whether you want to continue over the next 2 weeks or so. And if you decide you don't, well, I'll put it this way. Whether you decide you do or not, you're going to have a new opportunity in February. So you're going to pass that opportunity up if you think things are cool. But if you're discontented, look for something new in February. Things are going to change. You have an opportunity to do something brand new. It's an 8 year, which means financial opportunities, major purchases, buying a home, a car, refinancing, and getting a promotion. All of those things are events you can expect in a number 8 year.
Oh,
in other words, Jane, some of the giving that you've done is about to come back to you. You know, when friends are in trouble and you invite them over your house and they eat up your food and run up your phone bill and they don't say thank you. You know, all those times you've been there. Well, God is about to repay you. You're about to repay for all that stuff.
It's about time.
It's about time. Yes, it is. It's all about time. The time is the number 20 vibration, and this is a number 20 year.
Oh, wow.
Profound. Profound,
sounds
Jane.
Good.
Just
good.
Keep giving. Just keep giving. It's going to be multiplied. 18th end up being philanthropists because of all their giving. You see, the giver always gets more. It's like planting seeds. Most people don't realize that. They try to take as much as they can, but the more you give, the more you receive. And ultimately, 18s end up being philanthropists, like Mother Teresa. She built a philanthropic enterprise that's still worth millions today.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Jane. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Take care.
All right. That was amazing. All of these are just amazing. And we are just hopping about the country right now. Now we're going to the 678 area code as we reach 701. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Yes. Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, my name is Regina. It is spelled R-E-G-I-N-A.
Okay.
And my birthday is, hi, and my birthday is January the 8th. You need the year, too?
Yes, let's, you can give
me
that.
Okay, it's 1979.
Okay, I'm glad you asked me about that, because your day and your year are the same. Of course, we can see the number 8. We can see the 8 in your day, the 8. But if we add up the numbers in your year, 1 plus 9 is 10, plus 7 is 17, plus 9 is 26, and 2 plus 6 is also 8.
Mm-hmm.
So this is indicative of the fact that you are an old soul. When any of those numbers match, it means you have been here many, 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 many lifetimes before. And you have come here to work with and to discover the spiritual world, to bring spiritual principles into the material world. So I want to congratulate you on making this call, because a lot of number 8s, a lot of number 8s do not give credence to things of a spiritual nature, because the number 8 is a number of physical and mental strength, of physical strength and mental willpower. A lot of professional athletes are number 8s. You have the gift. Don't know if you play sports or played sports, but you have the gift. A lot of 8s become coaches. After their careers, they become coaches. Your year is a number 26. Another number of the professional athlete, the name Jordan, is a number 26. So whether you play sports or not, you're physically fit and you have very strong legs, and you probably will benefit from an exercise regimen and routine, needing that to stay fit. The only challenge you have is believing and maintaining your faith in the face of difficulty. That's the only challenge that you're going to have. You see, faith is the assurance of things unseen, so you have to believe it when you can't see it. A lot of people say, them that God gets, and they mistakenly think it means if you have material things, you can acquire more material things. Well, that's not what that means. Lots of people who have material things experience the loss of everything that they have. So what that term actually means when it says them that God gets, it means you have to establish within your consciousness, within your mind, within your belief system and your faith that you have something already, that is already yours. My good Christian brothers and sisters would say, claim it. Claim it. So the concept is, if you have it in your mind and if you believe it, if you have the faith, it's just a matter of time before it manifests physically. So never give up. Never stop believing. You are hearing the inner voice, and the visions that you have are going to manifest. Much of what you will receive is going to come through inheritances, Regina, from the people that you're caring for and giving, that no one else will help. They're going to leave what they have to you. Now, this year for you, we're going to add your month and day. 1 and 8 is 9. It's a number 20 year that adds up to 29, and 2 plus 9 is 11. The number 11. So this is a time of light and a time where you'll have an opportunity to be an example for others, but it's also a time of commercial opportunities, okay? You have a business chart. You're here to be an entrepreneur. You're not Susie Homemaker. No baking cookies for you. You need a guy who knows how to cook, clean, iron, and have your slippers ready when you come home. Okay. You need the domestic.
That would be
type
nice.
You need a Tony or a John, one of those energies, a number 2 guy. Good news is this is a number 2 year, so you may actually find someone to your liking. A lot of females though who have power in their charts like you do, they think guys who know how to cook and clean and who have domestic abilities, they think they're wimps. They're not real guys. I don't want a guy like that. Well, that's the kind of guy you need. Otherwise it's going to be conflict. Because
right.
8 always rules. The number 8 is always the boss. 8 always rules. It doesn't matter the gender. Gender is a physical quality. We're talking about spiritual qualities here. Everybody knows what number 1 means. That's your month. The number 8 is power and authority, and you got 2 of those. So that's an entrepreneur's chart. And I'm bringing it up because this is your year. This is your year to take your talents, your skills, your abilities, and test them, put them out in the commercial world. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised about the return that you get, particularly in the month of June.
Okay. That's interesting. That is so on point. It is. So on point. It's scary.
The numbers don't lie, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. thank you so much. So much, Dr.
You're
Wright.
Welcome.
You are a blessing. Thank you, Tanya. Yeah, have a great night.
Thank you for calling.
You have a great night, too.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Craig, this is a good time again to let folks know how to contact you, to follow up.
Yes, for more information on numerology, or if you're just tuning in, just to let you know, numerology is a science. It's based on the belief that we were created by the word of God. Words, of course, are vibrations. We use letters and numbers as symbols for. So since letters and numbers are symbols for the word, the letters in your name and the numbers in your birthday are symbols for the word of God that created you. For more information, you can reach me at 443-739-6203 or visit my website at craigewright.com. Oh, as I mentioned before, giving a discount, anyone who wants to get a forecast, visit the website and order a 6-month forecast. Don't order a 12-month forecast. Order a 6-month forecast. And for the listeners of this program, you'll get 6 months, no additional charge.
Awesome. That is a wonderful, wonderful value. So we still have quite the queue, and I'm sure we will not get to everyone tonight, but we're going to plow through. and serve as many as possible. This next caller is from the 914 area code. Caller, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Katarina.
Could you spell that, please?
Hi, Katarina. Sure, sure. C-A-T-E-R-I-N-A.
Okay.
And my birthday is June 26th.
Out of number 8 you're calling in today. 2 plus 6 is 8, and that's a number of power, authority. It'll give you an opportunity to use your ability to lead and direct, to provide leadership for others, to provide a structure for them. We're going to add your month and day. 6 and 26 is 32, and we're going to add 20 to that. 32 and 20 is 52, and 5 plus 2 is 7. So you're going to be having a number 7 personal year. The scripture tells us on the 7th day, God rested. So this is going to be a quiet year for you, a year where things are going to slow down. In fact, under the number 52, you may be separated from your familiar lifestyle patterns. There could be changing conditions that just kind of break up your lifestyle pattern, and you may experience a time of solitude under 7 year, because the universe will provide you with an opportunity for inner growth, for seeking within, for prayer, meditation. The number 7 is a symbol for faith and wisdom. So you may join a church, you may join a church this year, or you may go back to school. Okay? Separations are part of the ever-changing rhythm of life, and changes bring new opportunities. So this is a time where you're going to have the opportunity to strike a balance between what appears to be real and what is real. So this is a time of virtual hibernation. If you're thinking about it, this is a good year for taking a trip to the countryside or somewhere near the seashore. Spending time alone will be very, very therapeutic to you now, because your inner voice will be awakening this year, and that still, quiet voice will be very tenable, and it will be leading you and guiding you. It's a 7 year. If you look at the number 7, it's made of a straight line, which stands for I, and at the top of that line, it's a line, horizontal line that goes to the left. So the 7 means I look back. So that's what this year is going to be about, looking back, reviewing your path. Who have you outgrown? What situations are you now ready to let go of? It's time to seek the kingdom in the number 7 year. Next year, all else will be added unto you. That's the 8 year. This year, money's going to slow down. Your bills will get paid miraculously. You'll find you won't have to exhibit as much effort this year. You can put it on automatic pilot, because the main focus is turning within and discovering the real you.
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you
to
so
you
much,
all.
Katarina, for calling in.
Thank you.
Many blessings to you. All right. So now we're going to go to the 845 area code. Caller, you're on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Maria. And my birthday is May 15th.
May the 15th?
Yes.
Okay, 1 plus 5 is 6. The number 6 is a number of service. Did you say your name was Maria?
Yes.
M-A-R-I-A?
Yes.
Okay, M is a 4, A is a 1, R and I are both 9s, and A, again, is a number 1. So that adds up to 24, and 2 plus 4 is 6. So your name is a 6, and your birthday is a 6. The birthday reveals God's part of the bargain, the gifts he gave you. The name reveals your part of the bargain. So when it was contract time for you, you said, God, I'm going to be whatever you want me to be because they both match. The number six. Six is that number of service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, rescuing people in need. We learn from the scripture that the greatest among us will be the servants of us all. And the number six is the number of the servant. So, Maria, you are one of the greatest souls on the planet today. The number six. Martin Luther King Jr. was also a 15. The number six, the number of sacrifice, putting others ahead of yourself. Let's see what's ahead for you this year. We're going to add your month and day. 5 and 15 is 20. Oh, and we're going to add another 20 to that. 20 and 20 is 40. Now, I mentioned that number earlier in the show. The number 40 shows up several times, but we remember it rained 40 days and 40 nights. We remember a people wandering 40 years in the desert. So under the number 40, the 40 is a planning time where new techniques can be implemented. So this year for you is a good time for building a business, working on your house, or maybe both. Whatever you plan this year, Maria, can be successful. It's a year to put your affairs in order. The number four means work in order. So there's going to be work this year. You're going to have an opportunity to put your financial affairs in order. Zero is a symbol for God. So when you see the number 40, it means God is establishing a new order. So when it rained, God was establishing a new order. When the nation of the Israelites left off on their 40-year march, God was establishing a new order. So that's what's going to be happening to you this year. This is going to be a year that will require a systematic existence to put your affairs in order. Also, it means old habits must be left behind this year, Maria. It's starting to rain. It's time to get on the ark. Pharaoh has issued the decree. He's letting the people go. It's time to hit the road. It's time to get on the ark. This is a time where you must leave old habits behind. Breaks, endings, and separations will be necessary this year because you are headed to the promised land.
Okay.
Beautiful.
It's
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Dr. Craig, I'm looking at the time, and I want to make sure that we get in another couple of callers or so. I do want to remind folks that we will be on next second Sunday at 6 for Mind, Body, and Soul Food with Reverend Dr. Anthony Farmer, also known as Rev Bear and Grandfather Ocean, and he will be providing wisdom around heart healing and providing messages as well. And then 7 will be on starting this Wednesday at 8 p.m. So wanted to remind folks about that. So let's make sure we get to the caller from the 478 area code, and from the 805 area code. All right, so let's go to 478 right now.
Greetings, family.
Hi.
How's everybody? Oh. Hi, Dr. Craig.
Thank you.
All right, my birthday is.
Yes.
My birthday is 11/17. My name is Khadija.
Hey, could you spell that, please?
Khadijah.
Okay.
We have another Khadija. All right.
Yes, yes. The letter H shows up a couple times in your name with the A. Tremendous power associated with those letters. The H is literally a ladder. literally a ladder. This combination, this AH combination, showed up in Shaquille O'Neal, showed up in Oprah Winfrey. This AH combination can elevate you to economic stratosphere. The number 17 is the most intense all the number vibrations. Doesn't get any more powerful or more intense than the number 17. So you're the boss. Make no mistake about it. You're here to give orders, not to take them. Barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen is not the energy you came here to express. Now, as strong and as powerful as you are, you cannot avoid being of service to others. Okay? You come here to be of service to others, teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, rescuing people in need. The number six energy, we talked about that a lot tonight. For you, it shows up as a challenge, the challenge to put others ahead of yourself. Okay? So you may end up, just as an example, if I'm looking at your chart, you could very well end up being an administrator of a hospital or the engineer who is directing the development of a country so people have more water or more food. You know, so you're being a service, but in an executive capacity.
Okay.
And when I say executive, I mean you must be sure to make you're the one in charge, okay? If you're not the one in charge, it's not going to work. Let's look at your month and day. 11 and 17 add up to 28. So you're used to leading. You've been a leader your entire life. From your very childhood, you were a number one. Could not wait to get out on your own. We're going to add 20 to 28 to get 48. Okay, so this is going to be a great year for you in that many of the projects that you have been working on are going to start to materialize. It's going to be a year where you're going to experience abundance. 4 plus 8 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. The number 3 stands for abundance because when Jesus was asked, Master, why you are here, he says, I am here that you will have life and have it abundantly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you study his story is about the number 3. He was sought by 3 wise men, denied 3 times by 3 sleeping disciples. His main boy denied him 3 times before the rooster could crow. Crucified between 2 others, he was brought to the cross because someone accepted 30 pieces of silver, 3 plus 0 is 3. And, of course, we celebrate Easter because he arose on the third day. So the 3 is going to bring you abundance this year, great abundance, success, material rewards, but it's the stuff other people think they want. But as each level of financial achievement is reached, as you see your bank account grow, you're going to discover that's not where the joy is. The joy is not in accumulating the funds. The joy is using those funds to alleviate the sufferings of others.
Yes.
So God heard you. God sees you. God is enlisting millionaires, and your name on the list.
Amen.
Speak truth to power. Khadija. You'll be independent. They can't stop you. God's going to establish you. You won't have to worry about anybody trying to cut off your finances or jeopardize what you're about to establish. You'll be independent. But you want to work both sides. When I say work both sides, you might want to consider a 501c3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
What can I say? Thank you. Thank you. Many, many blessings. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling
in.
Thank
you so much for calling.
All right. All right.
Wow. I was intimidated through the phone.
What? head. Oh, powerful, powerful. All right. And so we will take our final caller, which is from the 805 area code. And if we happen to go off the air while you are speaking, Dr. Craig, we will just continue on off air so you can be complete with the person from the 805 area code.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Caller, you're on.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Dr. Craig. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Good, Donna.
Hi. Hi. My birthday is, my name's Donna, D-O-N-N-A, and my birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
Okay, you're also an old soul. The last call was an old soul. Been here many, many, you're like, yeah, uh-huh. Donna?
Yes.
I know this isn't the program, but I can hear my boss is telling me to tell you, if you write the book, it will make it to the big screen.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Now, you have free will. You have free will. Yeah. You do not have to write the book. But if you do, it will make it to the big screen.
Wow.
That I can tell you. Okay. Nothing is stronger than free will. If you listen to the show, if you call in, I've shared information, but it's just possibilities. Possibilities that we have to strive to reach these heights. There's work to be done. And when it comes to work, Donna, no one works harder than you. The number 4 stands for work, and the number 22, which is the highest vibration of the number 4, is the number of the workaholic. Okay? So I want to tell you, have some fun. Loosen up. We're going to add your month and day. 4 plus 22 is 26, and we're going to add 20 to that. So this year for you is the number 46 year. 4 plus 6 is 10, and 1 plus 0 is 1. It's your year, Donna. It's the number one year. Good karma, new opportunities, and success are waiting for you in 2018. Expect to be the center of attention. You may receive gifts or inheritances. A childhood acquaintance may show up this year. Someone from the past could show up. Your environment is going to change. It's a number one year. Everything is going to be brand new. Everything's going to be brand new. You're going to have an opportunity, Donna, to have a global impact. You came here to affect the planet and to reach the world through your creative expressions.
Wow. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
We're here. We can hear you.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you for a second. It went silent.
I think he was just waiting for the impact to hit you.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible. I so need a good year. I've had a really tough last 3-4 years, and I'm so looking forward to this year. Yes,
it's going to be brand new. Your breakthrough is coming this year.
Oh, how wonderful.
Do you write? Donna, are you writing?
No, I have, written some things, like I was writing like love.
A journal.
What I hear from him. But no, not a journal. Just, it just hits me, and then I just start writing. I don't know. It just
I understand.
Me a different kind.
That's the only challenge. As an old soul, that's the only challenge that shows up. Creative expression. Being the one that speaks up. Being the one who expresses what's going on. Other people are going to expect you to speak for them. Don't feel like you haven't accomplished what you came here to do. Look in the mirror, and you'll see you need to always have your ID with you, because no one's going to believe your age.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So the greatest vessel, the greatest vessel takes the longest to fill. So your creative expression, your ability to write, is going to start to expand and grow and develop, and you're going to find that it's something that you enjoy, writing, speaking, and also working with young people.
Oh, very nice.
And that's going to have to be the last word. Blessings to you, Donna.
Thank you, Dr. Craig,
for coming on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. All right.
Thank you for having this wonderful format.
Oh, my pleasure.
Happy New Year.
And to you.
Thank you.